Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Fun Friday, September 7th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and, of course, living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Treats for chickens. Health and happiness for your modern backyard pet chicken. Healthy pet chicken basics. Non-toxic bug relief. Treats. Organic snacks and more. All created with your backyard pet chickens in mind. At Treats for Chickens, we treat your chickens well. Find us online at treatsforchickens.com or ask for us in your local farm and feed store or favorite pet shop. That's treatsforchickens.com. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. And you can find all the great Ware products here. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for joining us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Great day today. It is Fun Friday, And it's a special fun Friday. Normally on Fridays, it's a time to sit back and relax and have a lot of fun. And we have trivia questions and lots of prizes to give away every Friday after a long week of work and learning about our great hobby and our backyard flocks from the experts that we have on during the week. But Friday's just a time to sit back and relax. And the weekend's finally here. And like we always say here on the show, if you can tune in every day at noon, not only will your day go by faster, but your week will go by faster as well. And next thing you know, we'll be saying it's Fun Friday. All righty. So we do have a great prize to give away today here in a little while. We've got a brand spanking new chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. Great folks over there, Derek and Tracy, and they've donated many chicken coops to us. We give away a chicken coop at least every other month. I think we've given away one at least the last 3 months in a row. So it's been a great time here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We'll see how we run on time today. After we give away the big chicken coop, then we may give away a few more prizes. I'm not sure yet if we'll have time to do that and what the mood will be, but we'll see how it goes. We do have a special guest that will be calling in here shortly. And y'all had a fabulous time when he was on before. In fact, I got several emails from a lot of listeners saying that, hey, we really like it when he's on. We learn a lot. He's got great products. And so in just a few minutes, we're going to welcome Patrick Haley. You know, he's the founder of Carefree Enzymes. And so last time he was here, we had Dr. McCray, a poultry scientist, PhD, on talking about and teaching us about mites and lice. And then we followed up with his segment with his product, Poultry Protector, which is an all-natural spray for your chickens using enzymes to get rid of those. So yesterday we had, coincidentally, Dr. McCray that was on, and she was talking all about Campylobacter, and she mentioned during the show about dirty water and some diseases that can be carried in the water and nastiness in the water, and as we all know, chickens will poop in the water. So we thought, hey, that's a great segue to have Patrick back on today for a little while and tell us about a product he's got called Water Protector. Now, this is not an excuse not to keep clean water for your birds. This is not a product to use so you don't have to clean out your waters by any means, and he'll explain that to us when we bring them on the air here in a few minutes, but it's because we want to have clean waters, want to have fresh clean water for our chickens. But this is a neat product that you can add because we know the waters are outside and there's elements out there and other things. So this is kind of a neat love the chat room. A neat product he'll be telling us about here shortly. Again, all natural as well. Just to give you kind of a lineup, goodness gracious, look at all the folks in the chat room. We thank you for joining us today. So we'll go ahead and send our shout-outs to everybody in the chat room. And I'm not even going to attempt to go down the list, and we've got lots of guests listening today. And we thank you very much, guests, for tuning in. Guest, if you would like to, if you'd like to get your own unique, fun, and creative screen name like the rest of us in the chat room and then participate in the chat room by talking to folks, all you have to do is register with Blog Talk Radio. Now, I'm pretty sure you can register with your Facebook information or your Twitter information, or you can just create an account on BTR, Blog Talk Radio, and you won't get spammed with email or anything like that. But then you can come on into the chat room and meet some great friends, and lots of great relationships have been made here in the Chicken Chat Room on a daily basis. We've got a lot of regular listeners and regular chatters. But if you want to do that, that's great. If you don't, I completely understand. I'm glad you joined us. So a big hello to everybody in the chat room and our regulars and our first-time listeners. I want to send a shout-out to all of the over-the-road truck drivers we hear from. Thank you very much for listening whenever you can. Maybe you have it automatically download to your iPod on iTunes and things like that. Thank you for listening. All the homeschoolers that listen to the show and incorporate the show with your curriculum, I want to say hello to all the homeschoolers out there. And then, of course, last but not least, all of the feed and seed stores across the country that stream this radio show live in their stores Monday through Friday. We appreciate that. We hope business is doing well, and we hope you're doing well as well. So thank you very much for streaming the show live. So that comes and wraps up kind of the shout-outs that we do here. Had a great week this week. All kinds of great experts in their field came on. Let's see, Monday was the holiday, remember? So short week. How about that? Tuesday, we had the chicken Dr. Peter Brown on. Wednesday, it was all about year-round gardening, garden-wise living with Arlena. Yesterday, poultry scientist, PhD, Dr. Bridget McCray. And today, of course, is fun Friday. So we love that. Let me see what's going on next week here while I got you on. Let's see. This coming up Monday, as always, Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Tuesday, we're going to welcome the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. That's coming up Tuesday. Next Wednesday, I invited somebody on next Wednesday. I'm trying to think who it was, because that Wednesday is our Small Business Highlight Day, where we take a small business that's kind of breaking out in the backyard poultry industry. We bring the owner on, tell us about their product or their services, and that'll be next Wednesday. Next Thursday, we've got Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. He'll be joining us, and if you give me a second, I'll tell you what the topic's going to be. It's a cool one, if I remember correctly. Yes, this coming Thursday, or excuse me, next Thursday, Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, he's going to be teaching us all about preserving apples with old-timey techniques. Preserving apples with old-timey technique. So that's going to be coming up next Thursday, and then another awesome fun Friday next Friday. So if you're a first-time listener, first off, let me thank you for joining us. What we're all about here is not just sitting here listening to me yap, but we welcome experts in their field from all gamuts of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, cooking, gardening. And so just to give you an idea of some of our lineup, every single Monday we welcome Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. He'll have a topic, he'll take your calls and answer your questions about chicken health. Tuesdays is kind of a mixed bag around here. We've got the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy on a Tuesday. We've got Andrew Odom. He's the founder of Tiny Revolution. He comes on and teaches us how to live more of a minimalist lifestyle. We got the Christine Heinrich, author and historian with the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities, comes on the last Tuesday of the month. Wednesday is our gardening day, the first and third Wednesday, Garden-Wise Living with Arlena. You talk about year-round gardening on the radio show. Thursday, Love Thursdays, the first and third Thursday. We welcome Bridget McRae, poultry scientist, PhD. She comes on and shares topics with us. And then the second and fourth Thursday, like we just mentioned, Richard Frudenberger, with publisher of Back Home Magazine, teaching us how to live sustainably. And then every Friday is just, like I said, a time to come on, sit back, relax, have a great time, and learn all about, or get lots of prizes from our sponsors. So Friday is just a time after the week of learning to sit back and relax. So are you starting a fall garden? We've talked about that a lot this week. And our fall garden's going in here at the homestead. Got finished harrowing, actually, I think it was yesterday, day before yesterday. All done. Now I've taken the harrow off. I've got the cultivator on. I think tomorrow morning we're heading over to the big city of Americus and going to the farm store, getting some seeds and some plants to put out there in the garden. It's about an acre garden, and we're really looking forward to this fall. Hope you're looking forward to planting a fall garden as well. You know it's fresh when it comes out of your backyard. Gotta love it. Alrighty, let me get over here to the phone lines. Like I said, we've got a big contest today. It's been going on for about 30 days now, and we're giving away an awesome chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. The winner, we're going to call live on the radio show. Now, if you remember, you do not have to be listening live to win, because we wanted everybody to participate. We wanted the our folks on Twitter and Facebook and people who listen live, people who listen to the archive on iTunes and everywhere. We wanted everybody to participate. So you don't have to be listening live. When we call this winner, they may answer, they may not. We're going to call them live on the radio show here a little bit later. And hopefully they'll answer. Maybe they won't. If they don't, we'll send them a congratulations email and invite them back on the show once they receive the coop and have it all set up. And depending on the mood and what time it is and all that great stuff, we may give away some prizes to all of you out there listening live. We'll just see if we have time and what the day looks like, because we always have tons of prizes in our gift bag to give away to our listeners. So you'll want to stay with us for that. And do you feel lucky? Maybe you've won this awesome chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. All right, let's head over here to the phone lines. We're going to bring on Patrick Haley with Carefree Enzymes. Thought it was appropriate since yesterday we were talking about some of the nasties that can be in the water and in our chickens' water. And so I gave him a call and I said, hey, this is a great segue. We'd love to have you back on. We did this before with mites and lice and Poultry Protector. Great way to feature another project, a product here. And we want to welcome Patrick Haley. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me on again. No problem. Always a pleasure. I got actually quite a bit of comments and emails from you last time you were on saying, hey, I could listen to him all day. Very knowledgeable. Explains it kind of layman's terms, and we love that. And so definitely had to have you back on. And so kind of explain yesterday, we were had Dr. McCray on. She was talking about Campylobacter, but also talked about how it can hang out in the water a little bit and some of the other nasties that are in the water. And of course, yesterday I mentioned how many times, folks, we've all been there. We go to clean the waterer or the bucket that we're out there watering our chickens with, and we got the high-pressure nozzle on the end of the hose, and we're spraying it down, and next thing you know, we get all that splash in our mouth and on our face from the chicken waterer. Oh, yeah, got to love that. Nice and tasty. We've all been there. So, but I thought, hey, I got to call Patrick and give him a call and let him come back on the air. So today we're going to discuss water protector, and I told folks earlier, you may have and listen, and this is definitely by no means an excuse not to provide fresh water, definitely by no means an excuse not to clean your water on a regular basis and keep it clean and provide that healthy, clean water. But there's specific reasons for using water protector, regardless of what type of water you use. Maybe you're using that new fancy, the chicken fountain from Frank. Maybe you're using the good old, you know, the 3 and 5 gallon waterers. Maybe you've got a different type, you know, however you're delivering your water system. This I'm sure this product may be able to help you out. So, Patrick, since you're the expert, I'll let you go ahead and share kind of all about this particular product and how it would relate and why it may interest the backyard chicken keeper.
Well, I think, thank you, Andy. I want to double back a little bit so people understand.
Okay.
If you have an animal, say a goat, a sheep, a horse, the first thing that a vet will do if they come out onto the premise is they'll actually look in the trough or to see what kind of drinking water the animal is actually drinking. And most of the problems that that animal is sustaining has come via that water because it's very seldomly cleaned. We have automatic waters that just keep filling it and filling it and filling it and filling it, and then the consumer goes, well, geez, it's, you know, they got fresh water. I have an adage that we tell people here, you know, I don't allow my dog to drink out of my toilet, but he still does. But we want to make sure that it's a clean toilet. The drinkers are the same way. An avid birder out there, that feeder should be, or that drinker should be cleaned at least twice a week. Now remember, it's sitting on the ground, and birds, all they have to do all day long is fecal matter and dropping their droppings in the drinker. So you're adding automatically, you're adding contaminants into that drinker.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. McGray can talk about all the different viruses and bacteria that can form in there. We have a lot of people that I did a class with the 4-H group, and there's about 40 kids in the class. And I asked them, I said, how often are you thoroughly cleaning the drinker? Not just with a garden hose, but actually getting in and scrubbing it and making sure that it's all the water lines are gone, all the sedimentation, all that stuff is out. And I was amazed to find that none of them, I'm not going to say none, 50% were cleaning it maybe on a 30-day rotation. And
okay.
I said, why every 30 days? And they said, well, because I can't remember the words that the kids use. It's just too gooky or something to that effect. And I just, okay, well, would you drink, you know, and then my next comment is, would you drink out of that water? And, of course, all their reactions were no. Well, then why are you allowing your bird to drink out of it? So you want to make sure that water is constantly cleaned. I'm a firm believer that it should be, and most of the birders that I have around here, it's on a rotation base. They've got several pens, and they'll have 6 drinkers, and every day one of those 6 is thoroughly cleaned, scrubbed, refilled with fresh water, and that's the rotation that they go through. That's very good. But you still have that lingering time where, again, this is, I hate to say this, but this is really the bird's, kind of their toilet, because they're up on top of it, and, you know, the king of the mountain, of course, is, you know, the one up high enough, you know, that's king of the mountain, and his or her job is to, you know, spray the guys below, thinking it's a game. So that water is, that's a necessity of life. 80% of our body is made up of water. Well, it's the same with the bird. We need that water to run all the mechanics inside that animal. fresh water is necessity, as you just alluded to earlier at the beginning of the segue. You know, fresh water daily, ideally fresh water daily, but also to make sure that the droppings, and it is clean water that they're drinking out of. The drinker we designed was for not so much that avid person that's going to go in every single day and clean it thoroughly, fill it fresh with water, and then they're good to go. The average chickener is taking a bucket of water or a gallon jug, milk jug, and going out, turning it upside down, spinning off the bottom, filling it up with water, and plopping it back down again. The contaminants are still there. You have all the fecal matter, which can be either, it can resort into, if we're talking viruses and things, you've got E. coli bacteria, you have salmonella, streptococcus, you have different types of viruses that can form in that water. Also, keep in mind that if you have one bird that is sick, it can transfer that virus via water to the other birds. So that's why it's very important that that water always be changed, always be kept fresh and clear. The course of water, I'll give you a good example. When you first fill, it's something more layman terms so people can understand this. If you've ever had a bird bath, you know, you fill a bird bath full of water, and you can go to that bird bath, say, 2 to 3 days later, and rub your finger across the bottom, and you're going to see a streak where your finger went. Well, what that is it's starting to form slime. Well, that slime, if left alone, will turn into the next course, which is algae. And then that will break off, turns the water green and nasty. And because the item is outside, we know how often we dust our house. You can imagine what's going on outside. So anything that's east of your house, or excuse me, west of your house, wind blows west to east. So whatever 2 miles away, that's being blown into your yard or into your drinker. Mm-hmm. So that's why when some people will say, my drinker looks, it looks tan, the water looks tan at the bottom, or it looks gray, or it looks kind of green, or whatever colors. That's really the soil that you're seeing. We're out of Wisconsin, so all our bird baths and all of our waters turn a rust color, and that's strictly because we're in the rust belts of the United States. So that's what you're seeing there. Well, what the drinker is designed to do is to kind of put a Teflon barrier in the drinker itself so that slime does not adhere or get into the cracks and crevices of the compartment or the drinker. And then the natural indigenous bacteria, which the minute that bird sticks its beak into that water, there's my natural bacteria. Same with us. We could wash our hands, but within a few minutes later, our hands are now contaminated again. That's why it's, you know, we've been trained that if you have a cold, always wash your hands. If you're going to touch a doorknob, you're going to touch anything because you don't want that transfer of viruses or bacteria. Because the first thing we do is once we touch something, then, of course, our nose itches, so we got to scratch our nose, and now the virus can enter into our body. Is this kind of making some sense to you, Andy?
Absolutely.
Okay. I try to put everything in layman terms because that was the way that I was brought up. My father says, not that you're thick-headed, it's just that it takes you a little longer to understand. And so when we're dealing with water, when it comes right out of the tap, if we're in the city, we're actually drinking 0.08 parts chlorine. That's what's in our city drinking water. Now, why is it 0.08? Well, they found through research is that keeps the bacteria, anything out of our drinking lines, so that when we're drinking, we're actually drinking purified water. Now, if we're drinking well water, there is no chlorine in our well water. But again, our wells are anywhere from, say, 75 feet deep or several hundred feet deep. So the odds is that's pretty, that water is pretty sterile, or what we call is pretty much denatured. So it's nice, pure, crystal clear water. Once it hits the environment, now is when we always run the risk of different types of viruses, be it bacteria or be it a virus, because you have to understand the difference between the two. With your viruses, you know, that's where we get the E. coli, the salmonella, and those types. And then you've got your bacteria that is can be very, very nasty for not only humans, but for the birds themselves. You got the bird flu. This is a very good example that, you know, by adding this product, we're going to stop that at least being transferred via the drinking water itself. It's something that should be put on every time you add water. The product should be added into the water at the same time. It's an all-natural enzyme. We do it a little different. Our products are bacteria-free. What enzymes do is they just spend their time running around breaking apart those type of contaminants, be it the bacteria or be it the virus, to render it actually harmless is what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all safe, all natural, just like our bodies. Everybody had breakfast, or most of us should have had breakfast this morning. And when you're grinding up your food inside your mouth, the first thing that your pancreas is doing is actually producing enzymes that get into your saliva. And then while that digestion is taking place, we swallow that food. Now the enzymes are breaking the food down into what's called a slurry. And then as it's into that slurry, then our natural bacterium in our stomach absorbs the food and then sends it the rest of the way through our body. Well, picture that in the same thing as the water. As the contaminant hits that water, the enzymes break apart that contaminant, and now Mother Nature's natural indigenous bacteria, which her job is to keep things clean, actually takes that bacteria or virus and renders it harmless or non-detrimental either to the bird or to any farm animal out there. Making some sense to you, Andy?
Yeah, 100%. And it's not just about, oh, I'm not adding this just so I don't have to or clean my water. I'm not adding this just because it'll keep the algae away, but I'm also adding this for the health of my birds because it can eliminate a lot of these bacteria and disease that may be thriving in the water that my chickens drink.
Absolutely right. I mean, it's going to keep the slime and the organics and the microscopic matter out. And what we alluded to earlier, birds need fresh, clean drinking water all the time. This is kind of that item that works for you, at least to keep the slime. And I understand people are, you know, the fastest thing to do is just dump some water in it and boom, I'm off, you know, off doing whatever else I have to do. Those drinkers need to be cleaned at least, and again, I'm a firm believer, they should be cleaned a minimum of once a week. When I believe now the 4-H group that I just got through teaching, I think, I'm hoping that 75% of those kids are doing what I mentioned. The other 25% are going to go, it looks okay to me, so I don't know if we need to do anything with it. So, but it isn't. Even though if that water is sitting stagnant without any animals there, it's going to get contaminated. And again, I mentioned to you, everything we're dealing with is outdoors. Now, pretty soon, all these chickens, because of the cold weather, are going to be cooped up inside. Now you run more risk of actually transferring viruses back and forth via that drinking water than being actually outside into the environment. So that's something that other people should also understand as well.
Since what would you say to somebody? We've already had this discussion in the chat room. Several new listeners still didn't have any idea today. Some said, well, I learned that the hard way, and a lot of folks say, well, I use apple cider vinegar to put in my water, and some people just use it to keep the algae down, some because they feel that it might have some health benefits to the chickens, but you cannot use apple cider vinegar in any of the galvanized metal waterers. One person already commented in the chat room, they did that with a brand new one, and of course it rusted through and ate it all up, so only the plastic waterers, but you can use the poultry protector in all types of waterers. So tell us a little bit about, you know, hey, you know, what's the extra benefit going from apple cider vinegar or poultry protector? Or, I don't think I've ever asked you this before, what if I want to continue my regimen of apple cider vinegar? Can I use this as well? Is there a conflict there to put both in there? What's the issue with apple cider vinegar? Metal waterers, yours can be used in metal waterers, and could you use both, or is it contraindicated?
You can use both. I'm not a we're going back to the old school. Let's do everything all natural, all organic. And when people hear the word apple cider, apple vinegar, oh boy, it's all natural, and this is going to be great. Well, that high pH, and that's what rusts out the galvanized or steel, any one of those containers, is just going to rot it out. Now that high pH is also affecting the digestive system of that bird. Now, if you remember, let's go back many, many years ago. If my bird had worms or something, what was the drug of choice? Well, you'd fill up that drinker, at least get it to the point where a lot of vinegar, and then the vinegar will work against those parasites to strip the birds of those. That was kind of the drug of choice years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that high pH, that high acidity, it's not good for the natural, you heard me say this before, the indigenous natural bacteria. You know, if we've ever had an upset stomach and, you know, we take Pepto-Bismol or we take Tums or something to soothe mm-hmm. the problem, but we're constantly adding that because we're not feeling well. Birds go through the same thing. It's just they don't come up to you and say, man, I got an upset stomach. And it's strictly because their digestive system is out of whack. Our bodies aren't made for that high acidic. Balanced pH is 7.4.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you test your drinking water, you're between 7.4. Now, that's ideally 7.4, and that's your pH factor. Your drinking water is going to be between 7.4. Actually, very seldom is that low. You're more up at that 7.8. That's pretty high, and that does, even with that high pH, it does take and knock down a lot of our natural digestive bacteria and enzymes in our system that makes everything work properly. Your question to me, can I use it in some substance of both? Sure you can. I'm not a big backer of it strictly because I know the results. And if it's going to rust or rot out galvanized, what do you think it's doing to a small, you know, stomach like your bird?
Mm-hmm.
There have been reports, and I think Dr. McGray can even allude to this and comment on this, but you get a lot of tumors and you get a lot of ulcers and things that are happening in birds. Well, why is that? And I have to believe that it's the environment and the feeding practices and what we're doing actually to harm the bird and actually help the bird. Now, ideally, you go down to the store and get distilled water, okay? Well, you know, the best water that you can have, of course, is nice, good well water. Why? Because it's got all the minerals in it. It's got a little iron, a little zinc, a little copper, and it's got all the stuff that we really need. City water, well, most of that has a lot of those components. That's why we put on reverse osmosis and all these other purifying things. So what we're drinking is actually purified virgin water. Well, the only thing it's adding is the water itself, the H2O, into our blood system. We've taken out all the natural stuff that for generations and centuries, you know, ever since man, you know, the good Lord deposited us on this world, gave us these things that the water is designed to have different nutrients and values and factors into it. Mother Nature does provide a lot of this stuff, and it does it via wind blow. That it does feed our animals properly. Lakes and ponds and streams, most of those are balanced ecosystems. So we're trying to make an eco-balanced system out of our drinkers. You know, I kind of get rambling here. Really, the true answer, my answer to you is, if my birds are not looking very well or feeling very well, it's probably the result of the water. And is it a good idea to add a little apple vinegar? Yeah. I think that's something that will flush the system, help kill any viruses or contaminants in the blood. But it's something that's only done once or twice a week, and then they're back to the regular natural water. The slime and the microscopic matter and the buildups and the sedimentation, that's what the drinker's going to take care of. But it's adding, at very minute amounts, but it's adding good natural enzymatic factors into the system of the gullet of the bird to assist in the natural bacterium that the bird has for digestion. What does that all mean? All it means is that the bird is actually going to uptake the food that it's eating better and send it through its body, opposed to like a horse, it eats a hunk of straw, and 10 minutes later the hunk of straw is coming out the other end. So this actually takes that food and breaks it down into more value-packed, where now it's going into the muscles and going into the bloodstream, and it's working through the system of the bird other than just being completely pooped out the other end.
Mm-hmm. Now, they were talking about the ratio and how when they go to to purchase this, I put a couple of links in the chat room where they could go to. I know you on at carefreeenzymes.com. There's a whole list of everybody that carries your product, and of course Peter Brown at First State comes on the show once a week. I had put his link in there as well. And so how? When we look at this, is it by the gallon? Is it by the quart? Is it a capful? Based on how much, just so people can see, based on price, retail price, how long that bottle is going to last with, say, a 3 or a 5 gallon water or the chicken fountain unit, and what's the ratio?
Well, right now we've tried to make it as simplistic as we can. We use a liter bottle, which is 33.9 ounces, and the cap that's on the bottle is a 1 ounce cap. So it's 1 ounce, one capful, which is an ounce, into your gallon of drinking water. Typically, what we're most drinkers are in that gallon, maybe that 2 gallon range. That one capful will suffice for a gallon of water, if not 2 gallons of water. So if you've got a 33, this will actually, when you do the math, that liter bottle is going to last you a full month if you're feeding and replacing that water on a daily basis.
Okay. Very good, and this is something that we can continue to use, keep it on hand every time, and this is something that pretty much every time we clean and refill the water, we would add this.
Correct.
The product.
Okay. A lot of people, what they'll do is they'll, they'll, like I said before, they'll either have a 5 gallon pail of water that they go out and tap off all their drinkers, or they'll have a milk jug that they fill in the house, and then they carry it out to the barn, into the coop, and then tap off. That's when they add it. Mm-hmm. So it's something that's done in the house or in the shed where they're adding that one capful. Can I mix up a batch, say that 5 gallon pail? I can mix a batch, and that'll last several weeks. Where a lot of people say, it looks like the drinker's half, it's half full of water, and it's been 3-4 days. They're good for a while. That's why we developed this product, because a lot of those drinkers now are so big, we think, geez, if I get a nice big one, I don't have to fill it as often. Well, now you have really the course of all that the viruses and the bacterium actually accumulating over that 3-4-5 day period while that drinker slowly works its way down. Or because of the hot weather we've had, most of your audience will attest that they're filling it at least once a day, if not twice a day, because humidity or the evaporation rate, because mm-hmm. the heat is just eating it all up. So that's it. I guess one thing we could also mention, Andy, is, the automatic feeders.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we really run into the contaminated factors. If you go to most of the veterinarians out there and they go in and check with these horses that are on these automatic drinkers, they'll say that water is some of the filthiest water because they got the contaminants, the slime, the organics that is built up on the side of those walls that are never cleaned because they just figure, hey, they've always got fresh water. Well, yeah, it's fresh because it's being added daily or on an hour or whatever the drinking ratio is, but the contaminants are still there. And that's why it's very important. We are what we eat, right? Everybody says that.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
are what we eat. Well, believe it or not, we are what we drink. Because, the doctors will say, you and I need to have, 3 liters or 3 quarts of water per day? That's a lot. I'd be in the bathroom every 10 minutes if I had to drink that amount of water. But so I like my coffee, but it doesn't like me.
Mm.
So it's in one area and out the other within, that half hour. Birds the same way. That's why they need that nourishment. They need to constantly replenish your system. And that's what flushes actually the body of the bird is water. Food doesn't do that. Food gets hung up into the system. But if the bird is getting ill or has that, as I said before, that upset stomach, it's going to shoot that food out faster because it has the natural bacterium, which is the balance. I feel good. I'm all perky today. And most people know when their birds aren't feeling well. And they go, geez, I wonder what's the matter with, Mabel. Mabel just doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
She's, kind of blah and stuff. Well, I would, we're not going to bring a vet in because, for one, we can't afford it. Two, most of the vets that I know don't deal on most poultry. So we kind of do our self-medicating. And the last thing I like to have anybody do is start pumping vitamins and medical devices through my birds. I want my birds to recuperate naturally. Most colds, they feel that just let it run its course, let it run its system. opposed to, you know, putting in penicillin or tetracycline and all this stuff to expedite. We go more natural. We came from the earth, and the good Lord's going to take us back to the earth someday. Well, remember, the bird system is identical to ours. You know, we absorb the food in the mouth. We grind it up. Our little gullets take care of it, you know, by that's why they pick up the gravel and the stuff, and, you know, that's what helps break down to the seeds and things to get it into that more roughage stage, so that when it gets into the stomach, remember I said it gets into that slurry stage? At that slurry stage is when the body's then able to absorb the food, put it into our system, and then the byproducts are then excavated out.
Interesting. Amazing. While we've got you on right now, and we've been talking kind of again about the Water Protector, one of your projects, and so I know you're busy, got to get you on your way, got to get this coop given away. While I've got you, we wanted to talk about the Water Protector first, because again, from yesterday's show about the Campylobacter and all the other nasties that Dr. McRae talked about being in the water, thought this was great. But if you can just real quick overview, we know we got folks now going over to your website, carefreeenzymes.com, and they're seeing all these other products. What other products do you have related to the backyard flock? Just kind of the
everything that we've.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything that we've done. We've been in the outdoor birding category now for, I'm going to say, about 10 years. Before we put anything on the market, I have several farms out by me here in Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin, that we work with, we work hand-in-hand with. We always put everything through an R&D, research and development process and study before we ever put anything onto the market. Our whole approach has always been organic. Let's go natural. Mother Nature can keep us clean better than anything out there. So the first thing we actually came out with was, for the product, was our poultry protector. And that was designed to be sprayed on the bird to kill parasites, fleas, mites, ticks, anything on the outside of that bird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I noticed, this is back probably 15 years ago, when I'm going down the shelf in the store, I see Permethrin. Well, it's a carcinogen. It gets absorbed into the skin. Well, if it gets absorbed into the skin, we're eating the byproduct from that bird, which is the egg. Aren't we in reality absorbing that carcinogen into our systems? Well, I think you can take it to any chemist or any lab. They'll say, yeah, you are getting a percentage of that. You're intaking it. So that was the first product we came out with. Then we came out with, okay, what do we have to wash eggs? And the first thing, you know, if you go to the any one of your grocery stores, you know, all the eggs are bone white because they're using bleach. And they highly concentrated in bleach or chlorine. That's why, you know, if our whites get a little yellow, what do? We throw some bleach in it and make them back white again. Eggs are porous, so we know what's ever being put into to wash those eggs are going to be absorbed. Well, now at home, the egg came, you know, what end of the chicken the egg came from, and I've talked to a lot of people. They said, well, I don't wash that egg. I said, are you kidding me? I said, it's got E. coli on it. I said, it has to. It comes from the poop area. I said, so you got to wash it. So, and if you're not washing it, as you said this before in several of your other programs, Andy, is, well, if you're cracking the egg, right, dumping it into the pan, your fingers now have the E. coli in it, or any fecal matter.
Or you drop that
egg
shell
into
the bowl, and then you got the egg.
Yeah,
the egg white runs down the shell and picks up all the nasty and then falls in the bowl, yeah.
Right. And now your nose itches, and what do you do? So now it goes right up to your nose. So, you know, this is just, you know, you and I laugh about this, but this is everyday, you know, matter. So we came up with this product because what's the other drug of choice? Well, dish soap, Palm, Ivory Joy or something. Well, that gets absorbed. I remember going to, actually, the restaurant that I first originally met you at, Andy, this was several years ago. I was having breakfast that morning at the hotel restaurant, and I couldn't even eat the eggs. They actually taste to me like chlorine. And the waitress came up and she says, anything wrong with your eggs? I said, well, here, smell them. Because she's so used to that, she couldn't even, I said, I could smell the chlorine being off-gassed of that egg from the washing process. And it was probably a malfunction at the egg processing plant where it just, you know, some guy, he maybe thought it'd be funny, instead of putting in one quart, he put in, you know, 4 gallons. He said, geez, you think these are going to be white? Wait till these babies come out. So that was the second product we came out. Then we came out with the drinker. And we've been dealing with horses, cattle, cows, sheep, goats, keeping their troughs clean. And as I said before, you know, the first thing vets do when they come out onto the premise is see what kind of drinking water they're drinking. And again, just as I said with the chicken, it can transfer that, you know, cross-bacteria contamination is what it's called, that if that animal is sick, it drinks out of that water, the next animal that comes up to drink out of it, it has that risk of acquiring that same problem as the other animal did. So that's when we came out with the drinker. Then last year, which is new for us, and it took many, many years, which was the scaly leg process product. It sprays it on to get the scaly legs. Birds that are older birds are very susceptible to scaly leg. What most people don't understand and know is that it's very highly contagious, too. So it can run rapid to the other birds. We developed this product because what was the alternative to that? And I had a couple of ladies say, well, I dip them in oil. I said, what? Yeah, I dip them in automotive fluid. And that'll kill it. I said, but that's a carcinogen. I said it gets absorbed into the skin, and well, that was the drug of choice. This is what my grandmother did, my great grandmother did, or I used petroleum jelly. Well, that's fine. You can have petroleum jelly. They run through the woods and they come back, and you know they got more grass on stuck to their legs than they have feathers on themselves. So we came out with this particular product, which is an all enzymatic to actually get down. Because the scaly leg is something that happens like your fingernail underneath your fingernail. So it actually works to penetrate that area, and we formulated it with a nice product that actually keeps it bonded to the skin area to help fight against the scaly leg. The next item, as I mentioned to you before, that we're talking about today is a drinker. We got to keep the drinker. So those are the four main. I have a new product that we're working on right now. We think we'll have it out of our R&D, research and development. It's for, and it's going to be called Chicken Itch. And you have a lot of birds that, because they're foragers, right, they're always out in the garden, they're looking for bugs and everything else. Well, believe it or not, parasites are looking for the birds as well. It's, you know, the bird's after a bug, well, the parasite's after the bird. So he's out scavenging, the birds are out scavenging. We're developing a product now that we can actually spray onto the bird that's going to stay on the bird for several weeks. And it also have a repellent, so it doesn't attract, it actually repels flies. So now your birds are not going to sit there, you know, and scratch all day, right? You see them scratching behind their head. Well, why behind their head? Well, that's one of the areas on a bird that they can't get at, and that's where most of the northern mites or red mites, those will propagate, and that's why you see a lot of birds with, you know, no feathers around their neck at all, because their brother comes up, you know, and starts, you know, picking at them. So this is a new item. We're very excited about it. It's not going to replace Poultry Protector. Poultry Protector is designed for to kill the entire life cycle of the parasite, which is the flea, mite, tick, or excuse me, the egg, the pupa, the adult. That stage. This is designed to work as against the adult parasite that they're going to pick up out on the grounds while they're foraging, or even in the coops if the coops are highly contaminated. So that's kind of where we went. And the whole approach. Mm-hmm. We're a family-run company like yourself, Andy. We do everything old school. We want to make sure that what we have is something that is of need. We don't compete against anybody, meaning I don't develop products that are similar to somebody else's. We try to go out there and find a niche or something that nobody's ever thought of. You know, you heard me talk about bird baths before. 25 years ago, I developed a bird bath protector for keeping bird baths clean. And I did that for my grandfather. That was his job every morning was to get up, just like the drinkers in your coop. His job every morning was to go outside and scrub the bird bath as clean as he could, because my grandmother had polio at the time, and her picture to the world was that bird bath. And she knew when the Blue Jays and the Cardinals and all them showed up. She had them all named. She knew when the rabbit showed up, the chipmunk, the squirrel. And Grandpa's job was to make sure that those birds were drinking fresh, clean water every single day. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the approach that we've always gone after is what are we missing? What can Mother Nature do better than we can? And my enzymatic products are just that. All they do is they assist Mother Nature to do her job much better and more efficiently.
Now, it was mentioned in the chat room here a couple of times, and we can wrap it up with this, but a couple of folks in the chat room said that they are really looking forward to purchasing the Best of Show kit. And I know that's newly on the market. If you can just kind of go through that quickly, and then we'll let you go.
All right. Well, that was a fun item. Our Best of Show, we developed that actually through the 4-H group in southeastern Wisconsin. That was in an R&D research and development for actually 2 years as well. And what it's designed for is the Best of Show is for those kids getting ready to go to the state fair, county fair, regional fair for the first time. And this walks the child through how to get their bird properly washed, cleaned, clipped, everything, so that they, when they bring that bird to the fair, that it is represented properly. It's a 4-step process we put them through. We have poultry protector because no bird now can go into a show that shows any sign of parasites. Otherwise, it's immediately quarantined and asked that the patron to leave. The second thing we've developed is a fragrance-free, highly concentrated shampoo so that we really get those feathers clean. It's got a brightener in it, so it brightens those feathers. We have a very select type of vinegar that we use. It's very highly concentrated, but the vinegar is used that after washing the bird with shampoo, then we strip the shampoo off that bird. You know, people say, well, why do I need vinegar? Well, it's just like when you wash your hair in the shower or in the bathtub, you never get that shampoo and stuff out of your hair. So that's what that does. And then the final process we put them through is glycerin. And what glycerin does is it brings the luster and color back to those feathers. So that's the whole process that we put them through. So this kit is kind of that starter kit. One of the fun items that we've added to it is called comb reddening. And what that is a little vial, and you just rub it on the wattles or on the comb, and it instantly brings the blood to those areas so that now that comb will turn bright red. It's not to fool the judges. We tell the kids, you know, put this on about 30 minutes, 20 minutes before the judge comes in and judges your bird, so that when he or she's standing there, boy, those combs and wattles just look bright red, and it enhances the bird. Then what we've done is, because a lot of people will try the kit, hey, I like this. I like the shampoo, or I like the vinegar or the glycerin, because you can't buy glycerin now off the shelf. We have it at larger sizes. If you go to my website, we highlight a lot of the mail order companies that carry all of our products. Mm-hmm. That you can order through there. We do have several Atwoods, Orscheln's, just to name a few of the big R's, Farm and Fleet stores across the country that carry select items. And the only way they're going to carry any more than select is if you, the consumer, says, geez, can you get this for me? And most of those stores is going to, you know, want to satisfy you, the consumer. Absolutely, we'll bring this stuff in. You know, mail order companies, great as they are, you know, we do pay that freight, where if we go through the retail outlets, you know, freight isn't included because they buy it such large volumes. But a lot of people like myself, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I don't have any of those local resources, so I have to go through my mail order companies.
Correct.
And all of them carry our product. And if they don't, they can sure get you what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And the way we did it, and we became very selective, is the mail order companies that we choose, the e-host companies, is they're centrally located. So if you're in the middle of Kansas, we have one that's close to you. If you're in the middle of Maine, there's one closest to you. Because, again, we are all paying that freight charge. So I want to make sure we can get the product to you the quickest, the safest, and the freshest.
Perfect. That's awesome. All of his products, again, you can go to carefreeenzymes.com, and then you get a whole list of where you can buy all these products and try them out. And, of course, I'm sure he'd like to hear from you if you have tried them out before as well and what you think. So, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always so educational when you show up, and we learn just so much about our chickens and about the products you have and the solutions that your products will solve that we have in our backyard flock sometimes. So thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I want to thank you again, Andy, for having me on, and your local residents and all your residents throughout the country. Thank you for at least listening. I try not to be boring. There are times that I get a little long-winded, and I remember a friend of mine, he says, you know, that is your opinion, and it can be wrong. And I said, well, you are my friend, so how can it be wrong?
So, exactly right. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, Andy, again, thank you very much for the time and the opportunity to spend with you.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us, folks. That's Patrick Haley with Carefree Enzymes. Visit them online, carefreeenzymes.com. And we'll return with this awesome chicken coop contest when we return after this short break.
When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensey.com. Brensey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey, technology you can trust.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Snap-Lock Chicken Coops, the American-made, maintenance-free, plastic hen house. With its double wall construction and adjustable ventilation, it's the perfect year-round home for your small flock. It will not fade or rot and is unaffected by rain, sun, heat, cold, or chemicals. The removable litter and nesting trays make cleaning a breeze. Every access point is lockable for maximum predator resistance. Snap-Lock Chicken Coops weigh just 40 pounds and snap together in minutes. So spend more time enjoying your flock and less time building and maintaining your coop. For additional information, please visit snaplockchickencoops.com. Also available at mypetchicken.com, critter-cages.com, and chickensforbackyards.com.
All righty, thanks for staying with us. Great, great topic earlier on the water protector. Hope you enjoyed that from Patrick Haley with Carefree Enzymes. You can see that on carefreeenzymes.com. Producing a lot of great products, all natural, for our backyard flock, because we know all natural is important to us. All righty, it is now time, the time you've been all waiting for us to call the winner of this awesome chicken coop. This chicken coop has been provided to us by Derek and Tracy over at MyPetChicken.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Alrighty, so mypetchicken.com, the provider of it. Now, let me explain this. We started this contest about a month ago, and the only way that you could enter, and very easily how to enter, was to send us an email to contest@chickenwhisperer.net. And we had well over 2,000 entries for this coop contest. So thank you, each and every one of you who entered. Your entries will be destroyed and deleted. I do not share them with anybody. I do not sell them to anybody. They go nowhere except into the delete bin and will be deleted. So we asked for you to provide your name, your shipping address, and your phone number. I won't use them for marketing or anything like that. They're going to be deleted. So safe and sound there with that information. And so what we did to make everything nice and fair, we tallied up the entire number of emails that we got. It shows on our email folder. And we took that one through whatever the total was, one through the total. It was over 2,000. And we actually went to random.org. And when you go there, you can put in the numbers, one through however whatever number you want, and then hit, I don't know, enter or whatever. And it spits out just a random number. So I'm not asking my wife, hey, pick a number between 1 and 2,419. It is truly just a random number that it gives you. So we got that number. We went back over to our email, and we pulled up the winner. And we are actually going to call them right now. Now, you know, the good part of this contest was you didn't have to be listening to win. So if we call this number and it rings and rings and rings, and we get a voicemail, I'll leave a message, but then we'll follow up with an email to them letting them know they won. We'll also post the winner's information on our Facebook page. But it's always fun when we can call the winner, especially if they're at home, to hear the excitement sometimes in their voice. Sometimes they're just kind of mellow. Oh, great, I won. And then some, we've had them jump up and down. We've had them scream. We've had them cry. The whole nine yards. So let me tell you this, too. Since we still have some time, and this won't take too long to go ahead and go through this contest, is I have a bunch of prizes to give away like we always do on Friday, and I think we'll go ahead and give a few of those away. So if you're at work and you got to get back to work, you're tuning in to see if you won. I get it. I understand. This show's normally about 2 hours long, hour and a half to 2 hours. We still have plenty of time. So if you're enjoying the show, if you're enjoying the conversation in the chat room and whatnot, we invite you to stay with us after we talk to or leave a message for the winner, because we're going to give away some prizes. We got some Happy Hen treats to give away. We have some chunky chicken caviar to give away. We have a nice brooder to give away. We've got some gift certificates to give away, $15 gift certificates to several places. We'll just see what we get to, but we do have a lot of prizes. We'll go ahead and try to give some of those away. I think we have a $10 gift certificate to the Fam Farm, where you can get some wonderful homestead-made soaps, both for your dishwasher and your washing machine. So if you can, stay with us, even if you don't win the coupe, because you might win some other prizes. We'll just see how many we can give away before the end of the show, and we'll do that. So we'll get to that here in a little bit. Now, we don't call out of the switchboard often, so I'm going to try it here now and see what we got. So give me just a second to get all the information here, plug it into where I need to plug it into, and then we'll try to call out and see if it's going to see if it's going to work. So give me just a second while I do this. Again, I thank you very much for let's see what we got here. Okay, here we go. I think this is going to work. This is where I enter the number. It's kind of technical sometimes. So let's see if this is going to work here. Give me just a second. Pardon me. Maybe they'll be home. That'll be fun, wouldn't it? Let me confirm that number and make sure I call the right person. Oh, my goodness. Check one more time. Okay, let's see. You should be able to hear the phone ringing just as I. So we'll see if this will work. Okay, I hear a ring. Hope you hear a ring. Maybe they'll pick up.
Hello?
Is Janet available, please?
This is sir.
Hey, Janet. This is Andy Schneider, also known as the Chicken Whisperer. How are you today?
Oh, good.
Good. I wanted to let you know that we are right now live on the radio, so you can't say any cuss words or anything like that. But I wanted to call and let you know that you are the winner of the chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah.
How wonderful.
Yep, you were the random fan that was picked through random.org, through the number, based on the order of how many entries we had. And so I just wanted to call. Again, we're live on the radio and let you know that you've won. Now, what happens is you've got a choice. I don't know if you've checked them all out over at mypetchicken.com, but you have a choice between the salt box, which is a unique style, the four square, or the bungalow. There's three different coops. You can choose one of those. And have you had a chance to look at any of those yet?
I did earlier, but I can't remember what they look like now.
No problem.
I'll have to go out and check.
There you go, and check and see which ones. You can go to mypetchicken.com, and when you go to there, you can click on wooden chicken coops. And then, of course, you can see that it's the four square and the salt box and the bungalow, whichever one might meet your needs the best. So I have all your information, of course, your name, your shipping address, and your phone number. So what I'm going to do is get all that information over to Derek and Tracy at MyPetChicken.com, and they will contact you, and I'll get you their contact information based on which one of those you would like. And they'll be shipping that directly to your front door. And depending on which one you choose, it's normally a $5 to $550 dollar value. So number one, thank you for being a Chicken Whisperer fan, and thank you for entering the contest. And just wanted to let you know you've won that awesome new chicken coop.
Well, I'm really excited, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see how my chickens check it out.
Absolutely, we'll have you back on once you get it all set up and your chickens in there. You can tell us how you like it and how the chickens like it as well.
That'd be great.
That's super. Well, hey, thank you very much for being a fan and participating. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, there you have it, folks, and very, 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 very cool. She has won this awesome chicken coop, Janet, and she was located, just to let you know, she is located in... Lenoir, is that Lenore? Is that how you pronounce that? North Carolina. Lenoir, North Carolina is where Janet resides, and got her information entered just like all of the rest of you. In fact, she was, let's see, I'll just kind of give you, for be official, the random.org true random number generator gave us 2,029. Result was number 2,029 was the result that we got. So, again, over 2,000 entries, and that was the number that random.org came with, 2,029. So, congratulations, Janet. Again, you've won that awesome chicken coop from mypetchicken.com. And so, we hope, of having another chicken coop contest starting in October. We're going to shoot for that. I can't, no promises right now. We've given away a chicken coop the last 3 months in a row, and then before that, over the last 2 or 3 years, a chicken coop we give away about every other month. But the last 3 months in a row, we've given away one. So we may actually have reached deep into our goodie bag and see if we have a coop down there somewhere that we can give away this coming month, coming in October. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on all of that information as it becomes available for our maybe an October chicken coop contest. We'll let you know how that pans out. All righty. Well, everybody else that didn't win, I'm sorry, but I'm glad that you participated. Maybe you can have a chance to win. I wasn't going to do a lot of prizes today because of our guest and because of the chicken coop. I'll give away a few. And so being that I really wasn't planning on giving away a lot of prizes, I didn't come up with any chicken trivia or movie trivia or Americana trivia or Farmer's Almanac trivia or anything like that. So easy for you. All you have to do is be the right caller. So let me kind of explain for our new listeners how this works. Every Friday, we give away a lot of prizes from our sponsors, a lot of cool stuff, and sometimes we have trivia questions or chicken questions or movie questions. But today, no questions at all. You just have to be the right caller. We have a phone bank of up to 50 calls. We can take 50 calls at once here at Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And, yes, lots and lots of consolation prizes, they say, in the chat room. Yeah, remember that? We don't own a TV, but the game show's like, oh, I'm sorry you didn't win $25 million. But we have some nice consolation prizes for you in the back. I think that was, what, the Newlywed Game when they would say that? Gotta love it. So, yeah, there you go, some... So we got some consolation prizes. So the first thing, and we always have fun with everybody, kind of to make it random, is that we'll just have let me explain kind of how this works. You're going to call. Okay, let me go ahead and give you the number. Get a pen, get a paper right now. Write down this number. I'll say it throughout the show, but just in case, you can write it down, and they're posting it in the chat room right now. Some people have it on speed dial. 347-637-3237. It's at the top of the page if you're listening live. 347-637-3237. Just write it down there on that Chicken Whisperer spiral notebook you got for all the notes you take when we have the specialist on during the week. And we're going to give away some awesome, awesome, let's see. Love that East Dallas Dave. He says, the home version of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer show or game comes with authentic hat and overalls. Isn't that funny? Love it. Yep. Even you got a little giggle out of Jen sitting over here doing some work here in the old Chicken Whisperer homestead. So, first prize we're going to give away are some Happy Hen Treats from RandallBurkey.com. Yep, Happy Hen Treats. It's the Mealworm Frenzy. You'll get a bag that contains 3,250 mealworms, give or take. 3,250 mealworms in this bag of Mealworm Frenzy Happy Hen Treats from, you guessed it, RandallBurkey.com.
Since 1947, Randall Burkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallburkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallburkey.com.
All right, I don't know if you heard that in the commercial, but you'll get 10% off, 10% off your entire order at randallburkey.com when you use the coupon code WHISPER. All righty, so what we're going to do now, if you win, you're going to need to send me an email. We'll go through that when we have our first winner so you can claim your prize. If I do not get an email from you, if I don't hear from you, you won't get your prize. And so I'll give you that information here when we have a winner. Okay, first things first. Somebody in the chat room post a number between, let's just say, 1 and 25. The first number I see in the chat room between 1 and 25 is the caller will take, I guess we got 15. So caller number 15, that was from Kara. She posted in the chat room. Caller number 15, 347-637-3237. Be caller number 15 and you're going to win some Happy Hen Treats from RandallBurkey.com right now. Some people call it chicken crack. Your chickens are going to love it. I personally like them on salad. You know, a little blue cheese dressing, a little mealworms on top. Tasty, tasty, tasty. No, I'm just kidding. It is for chicken consumption only. not for human consumption. But it does add a little crunch to the salad, I should say. So there you go. Little mealworms never hurt anybody. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Yep, your chickens will love it. No question to answer, Kara. Like I said, I wasn't really planning to do a lot of the consolation prizes. Now they've been deemed since we gave the coop away. So we're going to give away some things from our sponsors. So, and I don't have any chicken trivia right in front of me. So you know what? We're just going to take the winning caller. So if you have lucky fingers, then you just might win. So yeah, anybody in everywhere. Now, here's the one rule. If you have won the particular prize we're giving away in the last 60 days, you're not eligible. So if you've won Happy Hen Treats from us in the last 60 days, then you're not eligible for this. But let's say you haven't won anything from My Pet Chicken in the last 60 days. You may be available for one of our next contests. So very, very, very simple. Very, very simple. All right, let me get over here to the phone lines. Again, we got a phone bank of 50 calls. We can take up to 50 calls at once. Let me get over here, and we said caller number 15, I believe it was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All righty, going to the phone lines right now. Caller calling in from area code. I don't see if we have another one in here. So caller from area code 404, which is an Atlanta, prefix. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hello. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, and I guess you're in the Atlanta area?
I am. I'm in Covington.
All righty, out in Covington. Very good. And what's your first name?
Nicole.
Nicole, out in Covington, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. Congratulations. You were caller number 15, which means you have won some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. Congratulations. Now, here's where it gets tricky, because if I don't hear from you, you won't get your prize. This goes for all the winners here coming up as we give away more prizes. I need you to send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. It's long, but it's pretty simple, easy to remember. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Okay. Now, in the subject line, put the prize you won. So you'll put Happy Hen Treats in the subject line. And then within the email itself, listen carefully, in the email, for all you future winners here in the next few minutes, we need your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and if you would please, type in your email address below the phone number after you type it in. So Happy Hen Treats in the subject line. And then name, shipping address, phone number, and your type in your email in the email itself, and I can copy and paste that and get it over to the folks at Randall Berkey. They'll get those prizes out for you as soon as they can. It just saves me a little bit of hassle and a little bit of time. Thank you. If you can actually type all that in, listen carefully and follow directions and type that in the email. It saves me a lot of time when I start sending all this information to our sponsors. Okay, very, very cool. Let's get back over to the chat room. We've got another bag. Yep. Another bag of Happy Hen Treats to give away from RandallBerkey.com. Happy Hen Treats, Mealworm Frenzy. Let me see a number in the chat room, folks. Type a number in the chat room. First person to type a number in the chat room. 17. There we go, 17. We'll take caller number 17, 2,345. Hey, we only got 50 lines here, so that's pretty good, 50. So we'll take caller number 17. Guess what? Right now, 347-637-3237. Caller number 17, 347-637-3237. And caller number 17 will win some Happy Hen Treats from RandallBerkey.com. So very, very, very cool. There's Nikki Norman. Woohoo! I won something at last. All right. Congratulations. Congratulations. Out there in Covington, Georgia. Yeehaw. Let's see. Let me go over here to the chat room. Let me scroll down here. We said caller number 17. Here we go, going to the phone lines right now. Caller number 17 from area code 334. You're live on the air. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
It's Nancy.
Nancy, what state are you calling from, Nancy?
Alabama.
Alabama. Nancy's in Alabama. All righty. Congratulations. You've won some Happy Hen Treats from RandallBerkey.com. And Nancy over in Alabama, just send me an email to claim your prize. If I don't get an email, you won't get your prize. That's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Happy Hen Treats in the subject line. Okay, Happy Hen Treats in the subject line. And then if you'll, in the email itself, just like I told the other young lady, name, shipping address, phone number, and then type in your email under the phone number, please. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. I'll get that over to RandallBerkey.com, and you will get that shortly in the mail, shipped directly to your front door. All righty, how cool is that? Let me see. Let me reach down here into the gift bag and see what else we have. Looks like we have some, since we're giving away some treats, some chunky chicken caviar. Ooh, how fancy is that? Chunky chicken caviar. Now, the cool thing about this, and of course it is from mypetchicken.com, mypetchicken.com, chunky chicken caviar. The cool thing about this is it's made from like 6,000 vegetarian-fed insects. So obviously they are not the mosquitoes here in South Georgia because they're not vegetarians. They suck my blood. Whenever I go on my evening walk about 2 miles, good luck battling the mosquitoes. And I got to take a tennis racket with me just to keep the mosquitoes away. But none of those are going to be found in this chunky chicken caviar because this stuff is literally made, you can go look it up, from vegetarian-fed insects. Okay, maybe not mosquitoes, but other insects and whatnot. And so you know how your chickens love bugs. Well, this is a special treat for them, chunky chicken caviar. Get over here to the chat room, and let's see. Yes, I am I'm cleaning the queue as needed, so I'll probably do that this next time to make sure everybody – see, what happens is people will call in, and then they'll stay online, and then they won't hang up. And so a lot of times what I have to do is you will get hung up on. As I clean the queue to make it fair for everybody that calls in. So some people will just kind of hang out there live, or they'll hang out there in the caller queue, and then when I start the contest, they'll press 1. But see, I know you do that because it'll say you've been on hold for 9 minutes, even though the contest started 9 seconds ago. Ah, figured y'all out. All righty, very, very, very good. All righty, so let me get a number in the chat room. First number I see in the chat room right now. Caller number 8. All righty. Andrea picked that down. Caller number 8 right now, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. We're going to take caller number 8. Caller number 8. 347-637-3237. Let me tell you this. If you're that's fine. Yep, caller number 8. 347-637-3237 right now. And if you get a busy signal, call back. We got 50 lines that are open. now, right now, it looks like we've got 20 lines that are open, 17 line open. So if you get a busy signal, just call us back as more people try to call in and win this awesome prize. So call number 8. Doesn't take that long. We're going to caller 8 right now from area code 419. Area code 419. You're on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim. What state are you calling from?
I am in Ohio. I can't believe I was caller number 8.
Caller number 8, Ohio. Awesome. Very cool. And, so we've had Atlanta. We've had Georgia. We've had Alabama. We've had Ohio. It's always fun to see where people are listening live all across the country and the whole nine yards. So, hey, do you have chickens?
Yes, I do. I have only 10, but we'll be adding more, of course.
Of course. It's addicting. You start off with 3, and then you have 10, and then 200, and just more and more and more and more. So what kind of breeds do you have?
We have just some laying pullets that are now starting to lay, and we have a couple Rhode Island Reds and some very beautiful Barred Rocks.
Got to love the Barred Rock, absolutely. So you're starting to get some nice brown eggs for breakfast, I guess, from them.
Yes.
All righty, very
of them.
Well, hopefully they'll like this chunky chicken caviar from mypetchicken.com. Again, it's made, honest to goodness, from about 6,000 vegetarian-fed insects. So it's interesting stuff. But I need you to send me an email to claim your prize. Very simple, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And actually, if you'll put you can put chunky chicken caviar in the subject line, or you can put my pet chicken in the subject line. I'll know either way there, but a chunky chicken caviar is fine. And then within the email, your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and type in your email address under your phone number when you're typing that in, so I can just forward that over to Derek and Tracy, and they can get you that chunky chicken caviar out as soon as they can. So congratulations. We've had Alabama, we've had Ohio, we've had Georgia. Let's see who's going to come up next here. Give me just a second. And if you all of a sudden kind of hear a dial tone or hear an ad or get hung up on, it's just me because I'm clearing the queue to make it fair for everybody. I just want to make it fair for everybody. So if you're listening, call back in when it is time. And if you want to call back in to listen, then just don't press 1. It's that simple. So, alrighty, let's go to the chat room. Okay, the next prize is going to be a $15, that's like money in the bank, folks, a $15 gift certificate to our good friends over at Brensea.com. $15 gift certificate to Brensea.com.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust.
All righty, so a $15 gift certificate to Brensea.com. You can use that. Pardon me. You can use that to anything they have, a cool candler, or maybe an incubator that you've been wanting to get from there for a long time. Anything they have in stock there, then that's what we're giving away. $15 gift certificate to use. Now, let me see somebody up already. They're posting the numbers. They know what to do. We'll take caller number 7. That's the first one I saw when I looked down. So fast fingers, caller number 7, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Fast fingers, lucky number 7. Lucky caller number 7. If you haven't won anything from Brensea in the last 60 days, you are eligible for this contest. $15. We do this every Friday. So a lot of you I know are at work, and you're trying to listen while you work and not get caught. We understand that. We have a lot of people that do that, like Rhode Island Ruby. But I think everybody knows she listens because she just cranks us up. So, in fact, let's play a game here. Okay, Rhode Island Ruby, I know you're at work, but go ahead and turn the volume on your computer all the way up, now. Turn it all the way up. Now everybody at your workstation knows that that knows that you. In fact, I think Rhode Island Ruby has a poster in her office that says that we had made a few years ago, that says don't bother me when I'm listening to the Chicken Whisperer, and has our logo on it. Alrighty. So, yes, yeah, someone was saying in the chat room, so many chicken prizes. We're very proud to say that we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anybody on the planet. It's amazing. In fact, we give away so many prizes, people sometimes think it's like Christmas. told you it was like Christmas around here. All right. Okay, remind me in the chat room. I think we said call number 7. Did we say lucky number 7 or call number 8? Do you remember, Jen? Okay, lucky caller number 7. Thank you very much in the chat room. I just got so carried away with the clucking Christmas carols. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, caller number 7. Let's see what we got here. Everybody's winning. Hey, it's Fun Friday.
Wow! I feel good.
All righty, caller number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There we go. Caller calling in from area code 925. 925, you're on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
You are so funny. Oh, my God. You're going to get me fired.
It's Rhode Island Ruby. Didn't you used to call in on Skype?
Yeah, but I have to call. No, it's my office number. But since you made me move away from my desk because everybody's wondering what the heck is going on, I had to call you on my cell phone.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so you know, sometimes people call on Skype and there's not a number there associated with it. Normally in the past you've called Skype and I just go, okay, call her from number 1111111 because that's how it comes up when you call in on on Skype. So very, very cool.
What's a secret number for you?
A secret number? Yeah, I should have that in my little black book, right? Of course. Well, hang on. I've got something for you here.
Congratulations.
There you go. You've won a $15 gift certificate to Brincy.com for being caller number 7. And
you made my day.
I made your day. Well, that's awesome. And you're out in California. Out in California. So we thank you for, let's see, 12. So it's 9. It's 10:30 out there, right?
Yes.
So mid-morning, good. Yeah, I think one time we had you turn your radio speakers up really, really loud, and then I think I screamed in my radio mic, I said, "Hey, everybody, I'm listening to the Chicken Whisperer over here."
Yes, you did.
gotta love it. Having fun with all the work crowd. So, hey, Rhode Island Ruby, thanks for being a longtime listener and fan. It's always good to hear you. Hope you're recovering from the fall very well. And, again, I'm sure we'll catch you on the flip side. All right, let me think of another prize. Oh, let's give away this big prize we're giving away here as well, because I don't believe we gave it away on Thursday. So we're going to give it away today. It is a brooder kit. It's a really nice brooder kit. It is valued at $50. It comes with a waterer, a feeder, a heat lamp bulb, the corral to keep the chicks in, and maybe more. And this is actually provided to us by our good friends over pardon me, at critter-cages.com, critter-cages.com. I'll see you while I play this commercial for him if I can get the link and then post it in the chat room because it is an awesome prize valued at $50 plus shipping to your front door, and that'll be the next contest coming up.
Critter-cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Okay, is the prize. Hang on, let me post it in the chat room here. If you're in the chat room, I just posted a link. Why didn't it work? Oh, because I haven't posted it yet. Cuckoo, cuckoo. There we go. There's the link in the chat room of the prize. Chick Brooder Starter Kit, $49.99, $50 value. Let me see what all it comes with. It looks like it comes with a waterer, a feeder, a heat lamp bulb, the corral, see what else we got here, if it says something else. This is a dimmer control on the heat lamp. So instead of having to take a big bulb, a smaller bulb based on the temperature, it's got a dimmer on it, so you can dim that bulb lower or higher. How cool is that? 100-watt infrared spot bulb is included. One quart water fountain and the feeder, and $50 value. Critter-cages.com. Our good fids over there, and you can click on that link in the chat room to see that prize. Alrighty, let me scroll down here. Since this is truly another awesome prize valued at over $50 with shipping, I'm going to go ahead and clear the queue. So if all of a sudden you get hung up on, you'll know to call back in. I just have to make sure it's fair. As people try to hang out and win the prize, I just want to make sure that it's fair for everybody, especially a prize here valued at over $50. So give me just a second to clear the queue. Two more seconds. And we'll go. Let me get a caller number in the chat room. Looks like Tammy's saying 25. So, Tammy, we're going to go with you, 25, 25, 25. We're going to go with caller number 25, 347-637-3237. Yeah, call again if the number won't go through. 347-637-3237. Now, when you call in, you'll hear a young lady say, because there's some confusion in the chat room, you'll hear a young lady say, "To speak with the host, please press 1. So when you call in, let's do it together now. Pick up the phone, 347-637-3237. And it'll ring, and then you'll hear a young lady that'll say, "To speak with the host, please press 1 now." And you'll press 1. That'll get you in the caller queue, and I'll know you're ready to win this awesome brooder kit from critter-cages.com. So that's in call number 25 is what we're looking at. We do have a call bank of 50 available lines. So, Andy, pick 25. I'm going to pick 25. But you, Tammy, you may not be 25. If you are, it'll be a mammoth coincidence, or maybe you've got the good vibe going on that you know you're going to be 25. So, but I am going to pick 25, but it may or may not be you. I mean, it may be, who knows. So $50 value, a brooder kit from Critter-cages.com. Cool, cool, cool. We still got nine lines open. Nine lines open out of our 50 free lines. So give us a call, 347-637-3237. Oh, and okay, we're not doing – normally when we do chicken trivia, we I can still have fun with that. So normally I say if don't hang up once I give the area code if it's not yours, because they may get the answer wrong, and then we go to the next caller. So we would go to caller number 26. Doesn't apply because we don't have any questions you have to answer. You just have to be the right caller. But what I can do is have a little fun, and I will say this. Let me get down here to where I need to be. Call number 25. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Okay. Now, sometimes we have fun with this. Caller number 24. Caller number 24. Just to make you feel real good today on this fun Friday. Caller number 24 happens to be area code 859. 859, so close, you were caller number 24.
La, 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 la.
Gotta love it, folks. Don't we love picking on folks? But we have a lot of fun. So let's go to caller number, truly, caller number 25, which happens to be from area code... 980-980, you're on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Andy?
Yes?
This is Jessica Ballinger from TalkingChickenScratch.com.
Jessica, call number 25. Oh, we already heard from, 24. You're going to have to call back in. Maybe you'll win something next. We always pick on people a little bit here. That's what we're all about, just having some good fun and some good laughs. Well, you have won a brooder kit. Yeah, brooder kit from critter-cages.com, call number 25, And I got some prizes to give away from you, too. I guess we could do that next, since you're caller number 25, you lucky devil, you. tell us...
You don't know how much I need that, actually. I just have a hatch going on right now, and my brooder is full, and I've been trying to sell chicks so I can get my new chicks in the brooder.
All righty. So yeah, it's a pretty cool little unit there. So okay, I guess since we can just, I know I was going to somewhere down the line here give some prizes away from you, but tell us, we'll do that next. What prizes do you have for the next winner?
Well, I've got a prize pack from TalkingChickenScratch.com. It's homemade dog treats. They're all natural, made with local honey and organic free range eggs and natural peanut butter. Also included is a Talking Chicken Scratch chicken foot necklace.
Okay.
And also something that I don't have up on my website yet because it's so brand new. I've been doing soaps, and I have a cucumber melon soap and a vanilla pomegranate.
Very, very cool. Sounds delicious, actually. So very good. Tasty soaps and some all-natural homemade dog treats and a chicken scratch necklace. And that's what we're going to give away next. So let me see here. Let me get over to the chat room, and let's have somebody pick a caller in the chat room. That's what we'll give away next. TalkingChickenScratch.com prize package. Miranda says 10. So we'll take caller number 10. 347-637-3237 right now. Caller number 10, 347-637-3237. Now, remember, winners, you got to send me an email to claim your prize. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Okay, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Put the prize you won in the subject line. So Jessica's going to put in brooder kit in the subject line. And then in the email, she's going to put her name, her shipping address, her phone number, and then she's going to type in her email underneath her phone number in that email, and we'll get that over to Carl@critter-cages.com as soon as we can, and we'll get you that reader kit out as soon as we can. But right now, we're looking for caller number 10, 347-637-3237, and got a great prize from TalkingChickenScratch.com. Let me get over here to the phone lines. If you haven't won anything from Chicken Scratch, Talking Chicken Scratch in the last 60 days, you are eligible. So let's go to the phone lines right now. That didn't take too long. Caller number 10. Area code 407. 407, you're on the air. That's you. Yes, it is. State
it's
your
me.
Name.
Hey.
What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida. I'm from JR's Chicks and Stuff.
Oh yeah, you forward a lot of our posts and things over to your Facebook, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
big
so.
Fan.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, I noticed that occasionally when we hit who shared this. We'll check something and we'll say, "Hey, he shared that post." So very cool. Thank you so much. And well, since you're on the air, tell us what Facebook page. Maybe we can send you maybe a couple of more fans anyway during the show today.
Okay. Well, it's JR's Chicks and Stuff. I do a little bit of everything. I make homemade chicken saddles and diapers for those who like to have their chickens in the house.
Yeah.
And I make grocery bags out of the old feed bags.
Oh, yeah.
You always got a big stock of those. So. And I have a chicken rescue.
Oh, that's always nice.
So anybody, you know, usually in our area who has a chicken that they don't want or needs some extra care, they can bring it by, and I'll take care of them.
Does that include roosters as well?
Yes, it sure does.
Yeah, because that's a big need as the movement, as people know, gets bigger and bigger and larger, you know, with, again, we encourage buying local, but a lot of times they may not be able to sex chicks accurately like some of the major hatcheries, and even then, a 90% chance rate, and so sometimes people have the unexpected rooster. They're not allowed to have it. They need a place to take it, and so that's perfect, and you're down in Florida.
Yep.
And JR's Chicks and Stuff, is that's what it is, right, JR's?
Yes.
Okay, right, on Facebook. on Facebook, and so you can look him up, and maybe if you're in the Florida area and have that unwanted rooster that you're not allowed to have, don't want to disturb the neighbors at 4:30 in the morning, give him a call or check out some of his items that he's got there on his Facebook page. So congratulations. You've won a really cool prize package from TalkinChickenScratch.com, and just send me that email. If you'll put in the subject line Chicken Scratch in the subject line, and then Chicken Whisper at chickenwhisperer.net, and you know the drill, name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Okay, let's see. I'm going to do I'll do two more prizes, and then we'll call it a day. I've got about 15 minutes before the lady is going to whisper in my ear and say, 1 minute remaining. So two more prizes. So very, very quick. I've got a really cool prize as well, talking about small business, talking about homemade products on the homestead, all natural. It's a $10 gift certificate to the Fam Farm. $10 gift certificate to the Fam Farm. And you can use that towards homemade dish soap, homemade laundry soap, homemade goat's milk soap, and maybe a few other homemade items that they have over there at the Fam Farm. So what I'm going to do, again, I apologize. I know it gets aggravating. If you're listening live on the phone, I'm going to have to clear the queue. And I apologize about that because it does get aggravating, but I want to make sure it's fair for everybody. That's what we're all about here when we give away these prizes, fair for everybody. So let me get a number in the chat room. Number in the chat room. First one I see is the number we're going to take, 347-637-3237. Call now. First number I see in the chat room. Caller number 9. Andrea wants to see caller number 9 be the big winner. So, let's see. In fact, she's talking about, I think her 9-year-old is feverishly calling, I think that's supposed to say. So, very, very good. Hey, Andreas is in the chat room all the way from Norway. Yep, worldwide listenership here. Andreas is listening to this radio show live in Norway. Hadn't seen you in a little while. Thank you so much for joining us, Andreas. He's been a long-time regular listener here on Backyard Poultry with a Chicken Whisperer, and he's listening live from Norway. Yep, all the way over there across the pond. So thanks for joining us today, Andreas from Norway. Very, very good. All righty, so let's go and see. Yeah, everybody's waving to Andreas in the chat room. Here, look. Hey, let's give him a big welcome. There's a big wave for Andreas. Very good. And he breeds a lot of chickens over there. We've seen his setup on pictures on Facebook. So got to love that. He's a breeder over there. Perfect. All right, we said caller number 9, 347-637-3237, win this awesome prize. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay. Well, I had caller number 9 in queue from area code 205, but they disappeared. They hung up. So if you were calling from area code 205, you were in the number 9 spot, but you disappeared. So I apologize about that. If you're calling in from area code 205.
La, 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 la.
You just missed it. So now we'll go to the caller that slid into the caller number 9 spot, area code 251. 251, you're on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Picklefish.
Hey, Picklefish from the chat room. Very cool. You have won a $10 gift certificate to the Fam Farm. You can apply that again towards some homemade, right on the homestead, goat's milk soap, maybe some laundry detergent. I think it's like 64 loads or something. That's crazy. And a bunch of loads of your dish detergent, all natural, all homemade. So thank you very much for joining us in the chat room daily, being a longtime regular listener, Picklefish, in the chat room. So very, very cool. And I'm sorry, caller number 205, you were number 9, but I think you hung up and disappeared, and then you moved right out of that caller number 9 queue and then came back. So maybe you can win the next prize. We'll just have to see how lucky you are there. So sorry about that. And Miranda was 205. She put in the chat room. so sorry about that. Yep, I was literally getting ready to click. I was so close to just getting ready to click on that number. 205 is ready to announce it, and then just disappeared. Just like that. Bloop. So Picklefish kind of moved right on into the okay, now they're giving me a hard time in the chat room saying, oh, come on, be a nice guy. Give her something. She was the right caller. she was the right caller. I don't know. Maybe, let me see. Do you think we should give her a prize?
La, 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 la.
Should we have her call back in, and when we say, caller number 205... Oh, I'm so sorry. I know that's mean. It looks like she's still on hold. Let me go over here. Caller calling in from area code 205. Is this Miranda? Miranda, you're on the air. Caller 205. Hello?
When you need an incubator, think Brency.
Hello.
You need an incubator, think Brency, the incubation special.
Okay, well, maybe she hung up. Let's see if we can have her call back in. If we can have her call back in, Miranda, call back in, area code 205, and we may give you a prize, since you know, everybody in the chat room. No, she's not there. I said, hello, hello. She's still in the chat room? Maybe she got mad and left. Oh, is she there? Miranda. Give us a call. I may have a prize for you. They were all, Miranda, where are you? She got mad and hung up. Maybe she got mad and just said, well, I'm not listening to this show anymore. This is crazy. What a mean person. We're just having a little fun here. Okay, let me see it. 205. Let me try this again.
Hello?
Miranda!
Yes?
Hey, you were so close last time.
I know, my phone cut off.
Oh, man, so basically it's... I'm so sorry you were so close. No, I think everybody in the chat room thinks that we should give you a prize, so let's have everybody in the chat room give you a big applause for calling back in. And let me see. Let me reach down here into the gift bag and see what I've got.
I hung up on my doctor to take this call.
Jen, she hung up on her doctor to take this call. Sorry, I got to go. Click. And really? Because it's going to take a long time for you to get back in touch with your doctor, because you got to go through the nurse, and then you got to put on hold.
But they're already calling me back.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. How about a $15 gift certificate to Stromberg's Chickens? Does that sound good?
Sounds awesome.
Okay, awesome. You can use that for anything that they have. I'm going to go ahead and let you go so you can answer that other call, talk to your doctor, and but $15 gift certificate to Stromberg's with an S, chickens with an S, .com. StrombergsChickens.com. $15 gift certificate. Remember to send me that email, Miranda, chickenwhisperer at chickenwhisperer.net, with all your information, and I'll get that gift card to you.
Since 1921, Stromberg's has been a family-owned and operated business, providing quality poultry and poultry supplies to their customers. Today, the Stromberg family offers over 200 different breeds of poultry, including chickens, waterfowl, and game birds. They also offer poultry supplies for the beginner or advanced poultry keeper. Stromberg should be on the top of your list when it comes time to order. Shop online at www.strombergschickens.com. Or call today at 1-800-720-1134. Remember, that's StrombergsChickens.com.
Alrighty, a $15 gift certificate from Stromberg's. Yeah, very, very cool. And that's... you're very welcome, Miranda. You're very welcome. The chat room talked me into it. Okay, let me see here. Okay, looks like we've got... Okay, I was asking in the chat room, because we like to do fun things unexpectedly here on the radio show. We love all of our listeners and fans. I asked in there, who has the 9-year-old trying to call in? Somebody said earlier, my 9-year-old's trying to call in feverishly to win a prize. Feverishly trying to win a prize. Okay, here we go. Let's see. And I think they said it was, let me scroll down. I think it was my son Kyle, I think they said. Let me see. Is that right? Is that, let me, Kale, K-A-L-E, Kale. Okay, perfect. All right, tell you what I'm going to do. Just don't put in your whole number in the chat room, but put in your area code. Put in your area code. I've got a special prize. Put in your area code, and then call in, and we got a special prize for Kale. Area code 407, okay. I'm a tractor gal, says, Andy, am I invisible? Oh, God, I love it. Okay, let me see what I kind of got. Let me see what kind of prize I got. Let me get over here to the prize bucket and see what I got for Kale. Let's see, K-A-L-E. So, and I may be pronouncing it wrong there. So hang on, give me a second. I think they said 407. Give me a second. Let me see what prizes I may have. I think I've got one in mind here. Give me just a second. There we go. What is today? The 7th? Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let me actually get this link. I'll post it in the chat room. I just feel like being a nice guy today for a change. Okay. Let me see which one it is. There we go. Okay. Let me post. They said, be careful. He might be giving away a puppy and a cup of espresso. Okay, let's see. Here's the prize right there. I put it in the link. It's a really cool poster from McMurray Hatchery. McMurray Hatchery. And as if you go to that link, you can scroll down and see all the posters they have available. This poster is for the Gander and Gosling poster. What's good for the gander is good for the what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Okay, this is the Gander and Gosling poster. Okay, from McMurrayHatchery.com. McMurrayHatchery.com. Give me just a second here. Oh, hope it didn't load. There we go. Okay, perfect. And again, you know McMurray Hatchery. They're famous for that awesome McMurray Hatchery. McMurray Hatchery catalog.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
All righty, let's go over here to the phone lines. I think we said 407, right? I'm just in a great, great mood today. 407, let's bring them on the air here. Area code 407, you're live on the air.
That's good.
Good, absolutely that's good. Tell me your name. How do I pronounce your name?
Kale.
K-A-L-E, like the vegetable. Oh, I heard your mom say in the background. Awesome.
Where are you from?
Where are you from? What state?
Christmas.
You're from Christmas. You're from Christmas. I wonder what that means.
Bye.
How about that, Kale? Did you like that one?
That was enlightening.
Enlightening. All righty. Well, tell you what, you've won that awesome poster from McMurray Hatchery, okay? And so just make sure you have your mom send me an email. Put the poster in the subject line of the email, okay? Poster in the subject line of the email, and then send that to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And then put your name, shipping address, phone number, and email in there, and I'll make sure McMurray Hatchery gets you out that awesome poster for you for trying to call in so feverishly during the show. And I guess you weren't quite lucky enough to be the right caller, but hey, as Pat says, you get an A for effort. So, hey, somebody just whispered in my ear. We got 30 seconds left. So, folks, have an absolutely wonderful weekend. We hope you can tune back here on Monday with Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Again, have a blessed and wonderful weekend with family and friends, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Mm-hmm.